You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Raves. We continue talking with our KASU graduate assistant, Ahmad Dean, about some of the challenges that he faced when he came over from Saudi Arabia to the United States. Last week, we talked about some of the economic challenges. This week, we talk about some of the cultural challenges he faced as I conducted this interview with Ahmad Dean. Tell me about the language challenge first, because I know this had to be huge for you. So how is Arabic different from English?
Certainly one of the most formidable challenges I faced when I arrived in the United States is the language, actually. As we know, English is widely used in most countries around the world. But at the same time, it does not mean that everyone can learn a new language academically. Therefore, the language is the first cultural difference between the two countries. Actually, Arabic is the mother tongue in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East in general. And the differences between Arab countries is in a dialect only, not in a language. So, in Arabic, actually, writing and articles always start from the right side and not the left like the English. So imagine how difficult it would be to train your mind to read and write in the opposite direction from the way you are accustomed. Aside from that major differences, I found Arabic and English to be remarkably similar in the rule of the grammar, the use of the past, present, or future tense, and active or passive voice.
So tell us about the differences in traditions and customs that you faced when you came to America.
Yeah, actually, it's a good question. I could say that the tradition and custom of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia stem from the Arab Islamic culture and the culture of the Arab...
No, go ahead and just start that over again.
Okay. It's a good question. Actually, the tradition and customs of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia stem from the Arab Islamic culture. However, they differ in several regions. These differences are generally in dialects, pattern of housing, clothing, food, dancing, and songs. In addition, the culture in Saudi Arabia emphasizing hospitality to guests and helping the needy. This is considered one of the most important traditions maintained by the Saudis.
Okay.
While many Americans do exhibit these traits, but it doesn't seem to me to be as ingrained in the culture here as I see in the Saudi culture.
So what were some of the other cultural differences that you faced coming here, please?
Yeah. Actually, I would like to talk about the culture of marriage and ways of celebration. Imagine in Saudi Arabia, weekly you received an invitation and attending at least one wedding. In addition, the method of the celebrating marriage differs from what is found here in the United States. And it's often the places of or the palaces of wedding or large hotel. And the minimum number of the attendees is 400. And sometimes your attendees is obligatory or something.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if the ceremony is for one of your close relative or family members. The wedding actually in Saudi Arabia is very huge ceremony, often costing between 10,000 and $21,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that? Ahmad Dean joins us here. How did you start making changes to the American culture while staying true to your culture, which I know obviously is extremely important for you to be able to do that? And that was probably a huge challenge. So how did you do that?
Actually, I would like to say that American culture is wonderful, smooth, and simple. In addition, the American people are very friendly. Through my 4 academic trip, I found a smile, help, and acceptance. And the fact that I should thank people for these good qualities. The truth is that Saudi Arabian culture extends from Arab and Islamic culture. This culture argues peace and love and acceptance with anyone, regardless of their nationality, religion, or color.
Ahmad Dean is a graduate assistant at Arkansas State University's KASU Radio. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A State Connections.